Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here. Matt, obviously one big story dominating the news, and that is that the Browns have released Ben Tate. And now Tate was the third leading rusher on the team. Terrence West had been the leading rusher on the year. Isaiah Crowell leads the team in rushing touchdowns and yards per carry. So I think they like those young backs. But what kind of a message does it send to the locker room when you release a guy like Ben Tate?
It's a message that this is a winning culture and that there's not going to be any pushback, you know, between the organization and any one person on this team. And I've got to give Ray Farmer and this organization credit for making a decisive decision. They have to be happy with the play of Terrence West or Isaiah Crowell. Otherwise, you keep a guy, in his anger and disgust with the organization through the end of the football season, as we are in a playoff race. But the act of no one's bigger than the football team is a great stance to play, and how that affects the locker room. In some cases, it'll be a breath of fresh air. And moving forward, you've got to know that you have to trust on Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell to get it done on the ground.
We'll also see Glenn Winston get an opportunity as well, an undrafted free agent that they like a lot, who's played, been active a little bit this year, but really played mostly special teams. He'll be the third back going forward. And when Mike Pettine came in here, and Ray Farmer, to their credit, both have said this is all about playing like a Brown, and that's on the field, off the field, in the meeting rooms. And if clearly today they said, if you are not living up to that standard, you will not be a part of this football team. We don't care what we're paying you. We don't care what you've done in your career, what your expected role was. That's a statement that was made by the Browns today. How does that play in the locker room? What are the players saying today about the release of Ben Tate?
Well, everybody's on alert, and they know that everybody's got a short leash because of the culture change that we talk about every single week, every single day that's happening within this building. The guys that actively want to be a part of that will go forward and be positive, and this is just a blip on their radar. But those that don't and dwell on this or feel threatened by this need to get their act right very quickly. Otherwise, they'll be on their way out as well.
Is this a wake-up call in many ways? So if somebody's saying, maybe I was being a little bit of a malcontent or I wasn't doing what I should do, I better wake up, or they don't care, they're going to ship me out of here.
Absolutely right. You have to be a part of something special. We talked about it yesterday on the air. The guys that are bought in and are going to be a part of this for the next 2 or 3 years will enjoy the success. But those that grumble, those that gripe, those that aren't happy will be on their way out and in another new uniform next year.
Listen, Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine, play like a Brown. It's been their mantra since they've taken over this team. And today you saw a direct example of what they will do when they feel like somebody is not embodying that spirit of playing like a Brown, as Ben Tate has been released. The team will go forward with two young backs, Crow, who's averaging 4.6 yards a carry, 5 touchdowns on the season, and the leading rusher, Terrence West, two guys who have proven to be very capable going forward at that position. So they've got the future here already, and now the future certainly is the present following the release of Ben Tate. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Today, a rather newsworthy Tuesday out here in Berea.